Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My next guest is a hip-hop artist from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Chicago, put your hands together for Webster X.
I explode, I just might explode. And you would know, you would know if that's where you would want to go. Furnace. I trust humans too much, but I give up to natural reactions to lead us through the dust and through all the depression. The only I was actually, so I'll just do it my way forever, even if that's the long route.
Webster X is a rapper, he's a poet, an actor, and an experimentalist. He's made his name touring, but also for his great cinematic videos that are attached to his music. He's got a new album coming out called Daymares, which you can find on all the streaming sites, iTunes, Spotify. And he's performing at Metro as part of the closed session show on Friday, the same day that the new album drops.
Indeed.
The Milwaukee product went to high school in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and he joins me tonight. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm amazing, man. You did all your research. The facts are straight.
Good. At least we have that, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I think of hip-hop, I don't necessarily think of Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and I was, you know, to be honest with you, I was like, I don't know why that is.
Mm-hmm.
What? Talk about the hip-hop scene in Milwaukee.
I mean, it's like me coming from Wichita, Kansas, and people being like, well, when I think about hip-hop, I don't really think about Wichita, Kansas, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that there are these specific hubs in the nation that people just associate hip-hop with. And at the end of the day, Milwaukee's not really one of those. But in this day and age, I feel like a lot of people my age and even younger are starting to realize that it really comes from anywhere because of the fact that we're all products of the internet now, you know?
Right.
So I have to thank the internet for my career. I have to thank the internet for a lot of stuff, my relationships, you know what I'm saying? That's just how, like, the world works now. However, I still do like to have, you know, relationships in person with people and stuff like that. And I think that's really what's mixed up for me because, I mean, I'm in Chicago right now doing press right. for the Daymares album. That's because of the fact that I'm working with people from Chicago. But at the same time, like, my sound isn't really restricted to just one place. So if people, you know, were to say, I don't really represent the sound of Milwaukee just for the sole fact that there is no true sound from Milwaukee.
Right.
It's really only the sound of the north side. And the north side of Milwaukee is kind of similar to the west side of Chicago. It's like predominantly black. There's some Latinos here and there, yada, yada, yada. But the north side is like, for lack of a better term, it's just like the gutter. More so like true just hustle beginnings of music. It's storytelling, but at the same time, it's like over these like trap sounding beats, you know, whatever it is really. It's interesting
because do you fashion your work off of the MCs that have come before? Because you're not the first rapper.
Come before Milwaukee?
Yeah. Like I think about like what's your attachment to the sort of the landscape and the history of hip hop in Milwaukee?
So the thing about Milwaukee is when everything really started and kicked off nationally, was with this guy named Cuckoo Cal. Cuckoo Cal was a rapper who was very popping on like BET, the Hot 100 charts, Billboard, all that stuff, with a song called In My Projects, right? But before that, the identity of Milwaukee hip-hop was really just the local scene. The thing about it, though, was, you know, there's these groups called like the Rusty Peas, there's these groups from this dude named Prophetic, like a whole bunch of people, but I just don't think there was enough bridges that were connecting the dots in Milwaukee
right.
for us to be able to really develop a sound early on with hip-hop and try to find our identity, because in reality, we've always been in somewhat of an identity crisis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that, you know, Chicago, of course, has a huge hip-hop scene, and I think of Minneapolis has a good
100%.
Scene. So you would think that Milwaukee, just being in proximity to two places, would have more, you know, just more identity. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is that it's been up to you, really, that we haven't seen as much coming out of that city?
Well, the thing is, too, it's not even just up to me because of the fact that I want to pay homage to the people that have come before me. But as far as where the internet took this more so national attention to Milwaukee, myself and this kid named Ishtar, who's about 20 years old, who is touring right now with the group called They, we just kind of took it upon ourselves to try and really make a staple or destination of some sort with Milwaukee. And not even, I mean, yeah, with Milwaukee hip-hop, but for me personally, I know I'm just trying to expose Milwaukee art. So the arts in Milwaukee, yeah, from like the painters, the graphic designers, the videographers, to musicians, to anything that anybody that's doing anything really cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and it feels, I mean, that's, I want to make a transition to your music and also to your art and what you do with video work as well.
Yeah.
Webster X in studio, the hip-hop artist from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, got a new album coming out this Friday called Daymares.
Debut!
He's going to be at Metro on Friday with the closed session show. Let's talk about that. I mean, how important is the art scene to you that surrounds not just you as an artist, but as the hip-hop scene? How important is it to have all these things happening at the same time in Milwaukee?
It's very inspiring, just for the sole fact that the reason why I started was to expose everything that was around me. I thought it was just cool to bring it to attention. That's what felt most pure to me, and that's why I started. So that was in 2013. Where we have come as far as Milwaukee hip-hop from 2013 to 2015, like, 2015 was one of the biggest years for Milwaukee hip-hop as far as, like, just, like, harnessing national attention and then us using, like, there was a core group of people, myself, there's a dude named Lord Freddy, there's Ishtar, obviously, in his whole camp, there's even people like Classic, there's a whole bunch of just, you know, random people that only people mm-hmm. in Milwaukee would really know, and those people just, I mean, we just took it upon ourselves to really do something inspiring, so we kept riding off of that wave because it's just, we're bringing what we're bringing to the table, and that what that means is, we're bringing ourselves, our own different identities, and it still somehow coincides and works because I think we want to make it work. And from there, yeah, it's just kind of become something more of what you just see and how you interpret it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more. I want to talk about your video work. We'll talk about that. And also sure. about, I mean, the hip-hop community in Milwaukee stepping up and being leaders. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are the voice. You're the sound.
Yep.
And how that plays out politically. I mean, we saw in the last year some police shootings in Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk more about that. Webster X in studio with us. He's got a show on Friday night at Metro, part of the closed session show. And he also has a new album dropping the same day, Daymares.
Yes, sir.
Webster X in
Go
studio.
Go get that Daymares. Don't tweak.
Stay with us.
I don't be lying, dog. I don't be trying too much. This golden path I'm on wasn't always for us. Grab a San Pellegrino. Say goodbye to my amigos. I am reaping madness. Close my eyes. Drift past it now. Fade away to the unfound. How you gonna feel when the pressure's too much? These bones are gonna fall while I'm stretching my gut. I'm hitting only ones when these bones are gonna wanna cut. Duck, duck, duck down. I'm shooting rounds.
Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Webster X in studio with me, the hip-hop artist, poet, actor, experimentalist.
I like how you threw an actor in there. That's real, man. I'm trying to get this acting off.
I mean, you're going to be at Metro with a show with the Closed Sessions guys on Friday. That's the day that the album drops, Daymares. But there mm-hmm. is, I mean, let's talk about the videos because you do these almost cinematic films for your tracks.
100%.
And that's what when I say acting, I mean, we're following a storyline. There's it's period pieces. There's costumes.
Yep.
This is not you in front of a green screen, you know,
just doing whatever,
lip syncing the song. There's a lot that goes into the videos. Where did the concepts come from and why go there with your art?
The reason why we go there with the art is for the sole fact of symbolism and the power that can bring. So that came from myself, my buddy Damian Blue, my buddy Cody LaPlante. We all just sit together. We listen to my songs. I pretty much present them with the song. And then we think of a really cool treatment to go along with it. The first video we did called Doomsday, mm-hmm. that video primarily was really based off of us just doing cool stuff outside. There was thought put into it. But more so, I remember the first shoot. They just threw me in this like sunroof of my manager's car and the Civic, and they threw the camera on top of the windshield, strapped it on, and I was pretty much, that was the shot of me floating through midair,
yeah,
or whatever.
Upside down, right?
Exactly. Right. So that was our least storyline based video thus far. Moving on with Lately and Everything, we based those two videos off of the lyrics in a sense, and also the mood of the tracks. So like when I make music, I gravitate towards anthemic and cinematic sounding. Mm-hmm. Production, no matter what, you know, all the beats just kind of have to make me feel so I can write, you know what I'm saying? And it just pours out. So that's kind of how we treat the videos. We let, you know, we literally sit at their crib and process the songs and just talk. We say dumb things, we say genius things.
Well, I mean, you said it. I mean, you write cinematic, mm-hmm. and there's something about, I mean, I guess the question is, do you think about the video when you're writing the song?
Sometimes I also think about the live show too. But the thing about it is, overall, I think what inspires the most is when I'm feeling like the best version of myself. I literally view life as a movie at times. Piecing those things together, like the very, very small things in life and being able to just really focus on them and kind of soak them in. Like, we were walking over here. I was like, let me just chill for a little bit. Like, look at these tall buildings. Like, I don't know. That type of stuff is really what transpires and goes into the music, too. So that's why I always say, like, people always ask me, are you inspired by, like, what musicians inspired you to make your sound, yada, yada. And I'm always telling them it's like humans and life. That's the stuff that inspired me the most. Because I can listen to a whole bunch of different music, but it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to make that same type of sound. I still end up somehow making my own
the life
stuff.
Around
so,
you, everything that happens around you is what's inspiring.
So that translates back into the videos. Yeah. Like for the Lately video, for instance, in the beginning when the rose petal's falling, I just had that idea from American Beauty. And the rose petal's falling, like in that one part where he's like, I think he's daydreaming or like or he's sleeping and he's dreaming about the girl. It's like super underage and the rose petal's falling. I thought that was beautiful, you know? And we threw it in the video and it worked. And then the hole in the ground that I'm coming out of, that pretty much symbolizes the dark hole I was in late 2013 or early 2014, right after my debut mixtape, Desperate Youth. And I was just feeling a lot of pressures and, you know, so on and so forth. And it was my first real dark period of my life, which then pretty much provided half of the themes and ideas for the debut album, Daymares.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, for you as an artist, and I do call you an artist more than just a musician.
Thanks.
I mean, because you do a lot of different things. But, you know, life is up and down, and it's how you sort of respond to it. You know, adversity or climbing back up. How much does what happens in your regular life, what happens on a day-to-day basis, can we hear in Daymares?
I mean, it makes up most of the album. Daymares at first started as a concept of, you know, things that happened during the day that felt like nightmares, like just walking through life, not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to really, there was no inspiration during that time. Like, it was a lot of me figuring myself out and going through growing pains. But then over time, because I wrote Daymares from a completely different perspective, I wrote it from a very positive perspective, like me going through the successes of Doomsday and Lately in these videos, like really resonating with people. All that stuff inspired me so much. So it then kind of, over time, became a life album and kind of documented my career from 2013 to 2017, where we are right now. So that's what I really enjoy about Daymares, is it just didn't become complete darkness. It was a balance. It was a duality
of
dark and light, you know?
Positive and negative, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
and that's life. That's how we live, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, that really inspired me with that dark period is because I swear, like, it's so weird. Like, growing up, I mean, I just never really went through anything like that. It was kind of funny to be so naive to just, like, those type of pressures in life. But then you realize, like, everybody goes through that. And when you can make that type of music based off of that, people relate to it even harder. And that's what makes them go hardcore at the shows and all that stuff. Like, I don't know. And especially the live show, too. That's the difference in what I love about my music as a whole, is when I play that live show, all of the lyrics and stuff like that, and even the sounds, they don't really, it's just way crazier in the live show setting. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a thrash. It's high energy. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is you take all this nastiness, you take all the positive, whatever, and you kind of just mold it all together into just one big high energy showing. So
How old are you now? 24?
24, yeah.
So when you did Doomsday, you're, 21 years old?
22? Yep.
I'm interested because, you know, I was reading an article where you said you're ready to step up and be a leader to your community in Milwaukee. And a lot of that, you know, centered around the political chaos that kind of just happened in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee in particular, over a police shooting. Talk about that. I mean, as a hip-hop community and you, it's been around forever, but the idea that there's more light on the hip-hop community now. Do you feel like you need to be a spokesperson for the north side of Milwaukee, for the music, for the political issues that are happening in your hometown?
I do not need to be a spokesperson for the north side, and I do not need to be a spokesperson for any side of Milwaukee, and that's why I try to shy away from it, especially now, because what I've been realizing with this project is that I've been getting asked more questions about that. But more so, what I'm trying to be a leader with is representing a kid from Milwaukee, a perspective of Milwaukee, because of the fact that I'm not trying to be like, yo, y'all, I'm gonna open these doors and you're gonna go through them. Like, yeah, that's of course part of it naturally. But what it is, yo, I'm one piece. I need all of y'all to fill in the rest of the pieces. So please tell your story. That's why I celebrate anybody who's really going hard in the city. You know what I'm saying? Overall, I'm just trying to represent one part and piece of Milwaukee, because my background was so diverse, you know?
Right.
So I grew up in the north side of Milwaukee. I went to suburban schools. I knew Jewish kids growing up. My parents are Muslim. They're also Ethiopian. I don't know. It's a big melting pot. So I'm always trying to represent just one aspect. And if that aspect, though, can be a voice that brings more light to Milwaukee, so be it. But I'm not going to sit around and be like, all right, y'all, so I just do all the work, you know, whatever. No, it can't be like that. And I think people understand that.
Yeah, right.
And all I'm trying to do is, like, make these moves so people can be inspired to go make their own.
I like it. Webster X is going to be at Metro on Friday. He is playing.
Turning up.
By the way,
I'm going to be jumping very high, so if you're going to come to the show, please come ready to jump.
You'll be part of the closed session show that's at Metro Friday. The new record, new album, Daymares, comes out on Friday. Webster X, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Shout out WGN.